This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us right here if you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We've got all kinds of stuff on tap for tonight. Will Coley joining us, also Johnson on his way in shortly here. In fact, he's walking as we are speaking. I know, Johnson, you wanted to talk about this video that you found about millennials being fed up with capitalism.
That's right.
And I need to turn your mic on.
That's right.
So I actually just got back today from being out in Concord, the state capital here in New Hampshire, where Vermin Supreme made an appearance. He was at a Hillary event. I'm actually in the
also anti-capitalism. He wants to switch to a pony-based economy.
He wants to give ponies to everybody. He wants socialized equine companions, and he's just absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, you forgot about social zombie-powered electricity.
That's true. He's got a big campaign platform.
Yeah, brain on a stick.
He
zombie hamster wheels.
Yep. He also wants mandatory toothbrushing. So if you don't, then
moral and oral decay in this country.
You'll be put into a camp if you don't. So great, character. I love Vermin Supreme. Got a lot of great video. Chris Wade, our Friday night co-host, was out there with me, so we actually got two camera angles on the whole thing. And I'm working right now. Well, not now, but right before the show, I was working on cutting together a video of that. But the supporters of Vermin Supreme range from the free stater, libertarian, voluntarist types, all the way to the kind of people that are probably going to be in this video you want me to play, Johnson. I haven't looked at it yet, but young people who, there was actually one guy with a Bernie mask on at this place, and so the young people, very socialist, very communist, the whole range support Vermin Supreme.
So it was a Bernie supporter who was there to support
Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme.
Correct.
Interesting.
Right. Because, well, the Bernie supporter doesn't like Hillary. The reason why Vermin Supreme was there, if I didn't say this, I don't think I did, it was Hillary was having a book signing in Concord, New Hampshire. So Vermin Supreme wanted to come out and bring ponies out there as a pony protest. And there was this whole situation that I think I described last night on the air where Vermin Supreme ended up filing a lawsuit against the city of Concord for denying a permit. And the permit would have been for bringing ponies out in front of this this location. Now, Vermin agrees you should not ask for permission to exercise your right. And ultimately, he was there today. Anyway, it turns out
I just want to be very clear that I do not support the ownership of ponies for every American, but I do support bringing the pony ownership away from the hands of only the 1%.
So, it was interesting today. That video is going to be coming to the Free Keen YouTube channel. And so, Johnson, what is this story here that we're going to open up with, this millennials being fed up with capitalism from Cabinet?
It's actually Kabbalah.info.
.info.
So I just thought it was interesting how this sort of anti-capitalist, pro-socialist rhetoric is being sold with this very sort of low-information, magical thinking kind of a sales pitch.
Where'd you find this?
Very hippy-dippy. I actually think I came across it on Reddit.
That figures. It seems like there's a lot of socialists inhabiting Reddit.
Well, yeah, but I think I probably wouldn't have found this on a socialist Reddit, but an anti-socialist Reddit. Yeah.
Shall I play some of this audio?
Yeah, sure.
So here it is.
Fed up with capitalism. 44% of American millennials prefer to live in a socialist country.
Now,
Now
they probably never actually lived in a truly socialist country, although you can argue that the United States is pretty socialist. I mean, there's definitely a lot of wealth redistribution here, a lot of government force doing that, and but you know, it's hard to really say.
I would say we've got at least three of the planks of communism.
We went through that list actually like a decade ago, and we figured there were like 7.5, 8 out of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and that was a decade ago, the last time we talked about it. But I mean, I would think that most millennials are so young that they haven't really spent much time in different types of economies. So let's go on, though.
There's criticism built into the survey itself, pointing out that they don't really know how to define properly socialism, communism, capitalism.
Okay.
And you know what? That's probably true. But I don't think that's the main point here at all. The main point is that millennials feel that they can no longer live in this dog-eat-dog world, that the air is filled with this super competitive, cutthroat mentality filling the air with hostility. And so,
do you guys live in that world? A cutthroat mentality? What?
I wouldn't disagree necessarily with the whole hostility thing, but that doesn't come from capitalism. That comes from government.
Yeah.
That comes from layers and layers and layers of violent aggression that are born out of regulations that are violent aggression.
Yeah, if a business owner got behind me in traffic, it wouldn't make my butthole pucker and my brows sweat.
Right.
You know, but if a government goon gets behind me with his bubblegum machine on top of his car, whether he's bothering me or not, my immediate reaction is one of fear and to like...
Are you going
to
get pulled over? Your adrenaline starts pumping.
Yeah, immediately. You immediately hold your breath and you wait for the initiation of a threat.
Am I about to be boarded by road pirates?
Exactly.
So they feel that it doesn't make sense that we live in a highly technological world with 3D printing and AI and automation, and still we live like modern-day slaves, put in a rat race, struggling to make ends meet. They know that it doesn't make sense that up to 50% of all food produced globally is going to waste, while about half the people of the world are starving. They know...
Government regulation again, though.
Yeah, why is half the world starving? Is that because of capitalism? Is it because of people out there competing and producing?
Why is it that when people try to feed the homeless, the government comes in and tells them that they can't and steals money from them?
When they're talking about half the world is starving, though, they're not talking about the starving people that are on, like, in downtown Keene. You know, what they're talking
about starving people in downtown Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, what they're talking about is like the street children that live in Kenya and things like that. And you know where that actually comes from? Government. My wife, you know, when she talks about what
she's
happened,
from Kenya.
That is correct. My wife is from Nairobi. Not only is she from Nairobi, the spokesman for the Kenyan government and the Ministry of Education in Kenya are married, and their daughter is my wife's best friend. She grew up around these big-name diplomats and bureaucrats within the Kenyan government, and basically what happened was in the 70s and the 80s, they had that great famine. You know, we are the world, we are the children, that whole thing, okay? Well, we sent, and so did the United Kingdom, millions and millions of dollars of aid, quote-unquote aid. Now, already, the Kenyan government was in debt to the United Kingdom because they won their revolution, and when they won their revolution, what winning the revolution meant was they could now buy their country back from England. So they went into massive debt to England to buy the freedom of their country from the United Kingdom after the dissolution of the Commonwealth. And so now there's this massive, massive debt. And then you have the famines, and that aid comes, and it also comes with a massive interest rate as well. We're not just giving these people food.
There's interest being charged on the...
On federal aid.
Wow.
The aid that we send to these countries is basically a loan that's secured. And what happens is when the note gets called, they're like, okay, well, you can't pay the debt. We need something for collateral. We need something to collect. They end up getting the resources.
They get the property.
Exactly. Yep. And so now the natural resources that exist within Kenya are owned
because of, and the governments do this purposefully to help these corporations because they have stocks in these corporations. So it's all basically corporatism. It's socialism without the social justice.
Well, and the foreign aid, as I understand it, you know, that's not bringing over crates of food or pallets of food. It's money.
Sometimes it's a little bit of it's both.
Right?
It's both.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening,
but
is,
it goes into the government's hands.
Yeah. Before
and then
the
they
people.
Decide mm-hmm. how it's distributed.
If that's a corrupt or a bunch of different warring governments, they just take it.
Right. Yeah. Take it for their friends and their buddies. And
oh, it gets worse. I can tell you when we get back.
We'll continue here in moments. And more from the video here claiming why millennials are fed up with capitalism. If you want to weigh in, join us here on Free Talk.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog. Dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in here at Skype username LRN.FM. Very happy to announce that Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the fourth annual at Acapulco. It's coming up in February, February 15th through the 18th. And, of course, right in the middle of the wintertime, great excuse to go down to where it's probably going to be 80 degrees in Acapulco, Mexico, which I got to go to this conference for the first time last year. And I think it's safe to say that Acapulco is the preeminent, most fun conference in the Liberty Movement these days. I think that used to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Acapulco has taken that over. It is a big party. They're going to have live music like Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. Plenty of parties, networking opportunities, lots of great speakers, of course, including G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, and more. You can go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets. I'm told that we have a code, but I have not been informed that it gets you a discount, so I think it might just make sure that they know that we sent them some ticket sales. So you can type in code FREETALKLIVE, and if it does give you a discount, please let us know, because I haven't gotten that information yet. We just found out that this was going to be happening within the last 24 or 48 hours, so it's happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. It's going to be just an absolutely splendid location. And there are other events happening, too. So, again, it's February 15th through the 18th for the main event. But they're also, you can add in to your ticket price if you want to go to their health and wellness retreat. Cryptopulco is actually included. That's going to be, I think, the last day. There's Change Media University with Luke Radowski and an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. You can check it all out over at anarchapulco.com. Again, mark your calendar, February 15th through the 18th. If you've never been, it was awesome last year. Anarchapulco.com. As we continue here, we were talking about millennials, and they're frustrated with capitalism, according to a YouTube video, which we're going to continue in a few moments. Ian Johnson and Will in the studio. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Stefan in Ohio on the line via Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
I've called in previously, if I remember, about some of my woes with the Libertarian Party in my state.
Okay.
And recently there have been some changes that actually gives me a bit more faith. I was given information a couple days ago. Have you heard of the Libertarian Radical Caucus before?
Yes, I am actually the vice presidential candidate that they endorsed last year.
Oh, sweet. One of the political directors are... Actually, sorry, it was a county coordinator had pointed me towards that direction, and apparently he said they might be interested in endorsing me for the 2018 gubernatorial race.
Okay.
In some of the leadership, I have said in the past that the Libertarian Party of Ohio is not principled in the least, and it got worse when I actually went to their website, and they do not mention the non-aggression principle a single time anywhere.
That's bad news.
That's supposed
to be the bedrock principle of the Libertarian Party, is the idea that you should not aggress against other people, peaceful people, for political or social reasons.
But you have to remember, this is the same Libertarian Party of Ohio that was willing to vote for a candidate. Their delegation was willing to vote for a candidate who had endorsed a presidential candidate that had basically gutted the Libertarian Party of Ohio's ability to gain ballot access. So, I mean, they at least the delegation from Ohio is mostly sellouts.
Yes, and that's actually where a bit of a movement is going on. I had been speaking with John Moeller, who is a county coordinator across the state, and we're actually trying to put together a bit of a movement to get more delegation applying. Because at the moment, the delegation in the Libertarian Party of Ohio is mostly just watered down. They're conservatives, pretty much, and that's really worrying.
That seems to be a problem with most of the Libertarian parties around the United States. If you you looked at the vote totals that were shown during the presidential during the nominating process at the campaign or the what was it the convention last year, I should say, where Will, you were running for the vice presidential nod, and our other co-host Daryl W. Perry was running for the presidential nod. Every single state, I believe, except for New Hampshire and Vermont, they were dominated by people voting for Gary Johnson or one of the other non-libertarian candidates, like this guy named Austin Peterson, who's a character who actually wants to abolish the non-aggression principle from the Libertarian Party. And the supermajority of, you know, 48 out of the 50 states voted overwhelmingly for, a majority at least, for either Johnson and or this other guy, Peterson. So it's not just your Ohio party. It's happening in almost every Libertarian Party across the United States. It's this conservative infiltration and takeover, and it's arguably has been a success for those people.
It's happening even in the Radical Caucus. You have
really
certain when I stood and said if Bill Weld was the nominee that I wouldn't support the party's ticket, one of the Radical Caucus,
and he ended up being the nominee,
and I didn't support the party's ticket. One of the officers from the Radical Caucus tried to have my endorsement pulled the very next day.
Wow.
She was the only one who voted in favor of it.
That's pretty sad, though, that when in the so-called Radical Caucus you have people infiltrating and trying to take that over.
Well, now that's why you have the new one, which is the one...
There's now a second Radical Caucus?
No, it's the Audacious Caucus. And the Audacious Caucus is basically filled with the activists. Like, these are your dyed-in-the-wool, never-back-down, no-retreat, no-surrender libertarians.
Okay.
And, I mean, they are the ones, they're very open about the fact that they're anarchists. They're totally against what they call respectability politics.
Yeah.
You know, the suit and tie. James Weeks, you know, the guy that got up
the
on
guy
stage
that stripped.
And stripped.
I love
he
that
is
guy.
A founding member
I don't
of, the,
like that.
Of the Audacious Caucus. And
awesome.
Basically,
he needs to move to New Hampshire, though.
Well,
seriously.
Their whole idea is the fact that radical voices in the party are being silenced by these moderates.
Yeah.
Well, and because of that now members that are radical have to be loud, louder than usual, and do things like strip down to a tuxedo bikini on stage.
It's unfortunate that anybody, you know, would call being principled radical. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's not radical to advocate for leaving people alone, which is what the non-aggression principle is.
I had gotten into an argument earlier today with some of the volunteers for the Ohio Libertarian Party, and I was trying to say, even though I've been a skeptic of how effective it's been, the libertarian movement in New Hampshire is far more effective than anywhere else, and it's actually getting things done. And every time I would bring up New Hampshire, I said, look, you guys should model yourselves after the New Hampshire Party and actually get people to go out and be activists. And they were saying, Ohio isn't like New Hampshire. You could win a, you know, Congress seat with 300 votes, and they were basically saying, don't even try.
Well, I got a better idea. Why don't you leave those wet blankets in Ohio and bring yourself up here and work with us? I got a room full of radical libertarians here. Most of them don't even work with the party and get 10 times as much done in their communities as the Ohio Libertarian has in the last 5 years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Stefan, I know you had some sort of plot you wanted to share with us here. Hang on. We'll continue with you in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio here, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We're going to continue with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Still to come, more on millennials and their supposed love for socialism. We'll tell you more about that coming up, but let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral supplement doesn't cut it. You'll also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of product and spending $150 per month. If that's a situation you've experienced, you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product, and they've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL to receive 10% off of your order every time you order. at simplifymysupplements.com. And they do take Bitcoin, satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back. If you want to do a Bitcoin deal, you need to let them know via email, and they'll get you set up. And don't forget to remind them about coupon code FTL for the 10% off. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We actually got Stefan on the line in Ohio. He's talking about frustration with the Ohio Libertarian Party, a frustration that many of us have had with state libertarian parties and the National Libertarian Party, and that is that despite the fact that these libertarian parties, they have the statement of principle, which is a statement that every person who wants to join the party has to sign in order to become a member of the party. The statement is basically the non-aggression principle, which says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. Despite the fact that people sign that statement, they then go ahead and advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, and further, some of them even advocate for the abolishment of that statement entirely. Stefan, you were expressing some frustration with this. Continue with your thoughts.
I'd actually like to talk about some of the things I'd like to start doing to make this less of a problem. The party leadership obviously has to go. A lot of them are very unfriendly. One of them said that it's dangerous to go out spreading some libertarian ideas, specifically because we might drive voters away and we might drive members away. Somebody told me, well, last year we saw a huge uptick in members, and I said, yes, a lot of those were probably just disenfranchised Republicans, and they're like, oh, well, it doesn't matter, we could still use them. And I said, the idea of bringing people into the party who don't believe in the principles and then trying to convert them later, that makes no sense to me.
Well, actually, there was a study that was released a couple of months ago that said that the Libertarian Party had lost like 35% of its growth within the first 6 months after the election.
After the November 8th election of last year?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of the people...
35% of the growth. I think the party actually said it was the largest drop in party history.
That's not a surprise.
Well,
People get excited during the campaign and drop off.
From the stage at the national convention. I mean, really? You can literally go and watch the tapes. And I was like, we're not bringing people that are going to stay.
Yeah.
You're bringing basically what the Libertarian Party wants to do is you've got the Democrats and the Republicans. They fight over 35% of the electorate, and the Libertarians are like, well, we want part of that 35% too. And those people are not, they're party loyalists to the GOP.
No, you want to go after the non-party affiliations. You want to go after the independents.
The 65% that are sitting on the couch that don't believe a word out of anybody's mouth at all.
Yes.
And instead of putting these fake people up there like Gary Johnson and Bill Weld,
right,
going with someone who actually, when they speak, you know, like when Larry Sharp speaks, you know, some people in the Radical Caucus, they don't like Larry Sharp. But when Larry talks, you want to listen. He's inspiring. When you hear him, you know that he believes the words that are coming out of his mouth, and he's not just selling you something because he wants
you to
buy it.
Well, I want somebody to sell the ideas of liberty. I don't care if they're a good salesman. If they're not selling the ideas of liberty, then I don't support them. That's why I supported you and Daryl. Not that I'm a member of the National Libertarian Party. I'm not. I resigned publicly in 2008 because of these problems. But I support the idea of communicating principled answers to tough questions about, you know, liberty. And unfortunately, the National Libertarian Party is very disappointing. But what's your plan exactly, Stefan? What do you want to do?
To go out and find people, because you don't want to target people that are likely voters. You want to target the unlikely voters, the people that absolutely hate politicians and just want to be left alone. You have to bring them into the process. You have to go out, you have to find them in college campuses, anywhere you can, and we have to draw them in to join the delegation if they believe in our principles, so we can get new party leadership, so we can get candidates that actually believe in liberty, and we can take a different strategy. Targeting the likely voter is a terrible idea because the likely voter isn't going to vote for us.
Well, but you're wrong about that. There are people who vote. Now, maybe it's probably different in Ohio, but here in New Hampshire, the majority of registered voters are actually not registered as Republican or Democrat. They're registered as what they call undeclared. These are people who consider themselves to be very independent. These are people who do not align themselves with one political party or another, but they do vote. And they, unfortunately, are normally faced with the choice between a Republican and and Democrat. But ultimately, they would love to have more choices in the marketplace. So I think it is your mistake if you ignore those independent people.
I'm not saying to ignore them. I'm saying that they can't be the, you know, they can't be the only group you're going after. You want the people that are mad at the system and want their freedoms to be, you know, better represented. You can't just go out there and present them with a, you know, conservative or liberal message. You have to say, look, you hate politicians. We hate politicians. We're not pretending to be presidential or gubernatorial or professional. We're going to speak from your perspective, something that you can actually understand. You hate politicians. You hate politics. So do we. We're going to involve it less and less in your life. That's the strategy.
That sounds great. It really does. And that's the kind of campaign that I ran. And I went out there and, you know, I mean, we literally, I went to Michigan and I spoke for 5 minutes. And in the course of 5 minutes, we had people crying and we had people on their feet with and applauding. I mean, we took them through that much of an emotional roller coaster. And we were discussing and talking to them on their level as like their peers. But when you get to the delegation, because there's the Libertarian Party as it exists, and then there is the Libertarian Party delegation. And
these are the people that go to the convention?
These are the people that can afford to take 5 days off of work,
right.
Go 1,000 miles
for the campaign or the ticket,
spend another $160 a night for 4 nights in a room in a hotel.
Right.
Plus, I mean, like, these are people who have $3,000 to throw around.
Sure.
Like, Bill Weld and, like, I want to say 6 members of the higher-ups of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who are not really libertarians, all bought lifetime memberships because they knew those lifetime memberships would give them access to future delegations so that they could, in the possibility of a Trump in the future coming in, you know, another Trump, they could jump ship and then enforce their will over the Libertarian Party's ballot access. I mean, I saw people who I have known for 6 years. They have spent the last 6 years railing against libertarians, talking trash about libertarians, who were delegates, who worked for two different Republican campaigns in 2016, and when it got down to Trump, they basically jumped ship and were delegates in the Libertarian Party that year in 2016, voted for Gary Johnson, waved signs for Gary Johnson. How do you work for Ted Cruz's campaign in February, and in May, you're a delegate in the Libertarian Party delegation at the National Convention?
Stephanie, how are you going to, I mean, you're talking about how you want to approach non-voters with the Libertarian Party, but ultimately, you're not running the Libertarian Party of Ohio. It's the, you know, the unprincipled people that are. So, I mean, what's the point of trying to build a party that is unprincipled?
I do have one individual from within the party that is willing to help me. I can update you later on that one.
Best of luck, Stefan. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, it just sounds like a pointless exercise to me. I agree with what you said, Will. If you're a principled libertarian, you need to be planning a move to New Hampshire because, I mean, look, political takeovers are a reality, and there's no, I can't say it would never be tried here in New Hampshire, but we've got a good, solid group of real libertarians in this party here.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK.
Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Well, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, and fees are low and transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. It's been a good week for Dash here in Keene, New Hampshire, where the local burger joint on Main Street, which has been accepting Bitcoin for about 2 years, is now accepting Dash officially, which is very exciting. A lot of the local business owners who have been accepting Bitcoin at point of sale are converting over to additionally accepting Dash. They'll still take Bitcoin, but why would anyone want to pay with Bitcoin when the fees are like $5, is your typical Bitcoin fee just to send a Bitcoin transaction? Nobody wants to go buy a $5 hamburger and then pay $5 on top for the benefit of using Bitcoin, or for the pleasure, or whatever you want to call it, of using Bitcoin. Instead, they're using Dash, where your fees are more like a cent or 2 cents worth of dollars in Dash. So go to Dash.org and learn more about that. As we go to Matthew in Wisconsin, more about the millennials and their supposed love for socialism coming up. But Matthew, you're up first. Go ahead. Hello, Matthew in Wisconsin. Going once.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, we have you, Matthew. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, long-time listener, second-time caller here. I was listening to you guys way, way back in the day when you guys first started talking about Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And I did make an investment. I did make an investment myself. I believe it was like it was 2012, 2013, somewhere around
that time. Oh, wow.
How much was it? $20 of Bitcoin. What's that?
Wow. $20 per Bitcoin. For listeners that may not know, Bitcoin, the amazing decentralized cryptocurrency, the world's first, is now today close to $12,000 per Bitcoin. It was at $11,800 earlier today.
Well, if you look at Preve, it's $11,800, but if you look at a Coinomi wallet, it's over $12.
It just depends on which exchange on you're looking at. Matthew, so did you hold on to your investment?
Yeah, I actually held on to almost all of it. But, I was wondering, you guys, I know, did investments at that time as well with Bitcoin, so I would assume, I'm just taking a guess here, I'm just projecting that you guys also did maybe quite well. I was wondering about capital gains.
I don't know anything about it. I don't support paying taxes to an evil organization that kills innocent people. Do either of you guys know anything about capital gains? I've heard it's this tax thing that people pay on things that they make money on or something like that.
Sure.
I heard some morons, like two or three dozen idiots, decided to report that they made capital gains on Bitcoin to the IRS, and now the IRS is all like, oh, look, I can find me some money somewhere.
Yeah, they went after Coinbase. The IRS sued Coinbase over trying to get them to release 1 million customer records. Ultimately, Coinbase fought it, and the courts ruled that Coinbase needed to release 14,000 customer records of anybody who bought more than or sold more than $20,000 worth of Bitcoin through that site.
Yeah, I heard they wanted private keys and all kinds of stuff that Coinbase had to go in and fight against that they were able to protect.
I don't really understand the whole tax code because it's too complicated, but if the IRS wants to tell me that I owe them money, I guess then we can negotiate.
I'm sure they'd be happy to tell you that you owe them money.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll let them do that if they decide to do that. Until then, I guess it's not really, my concern. They generally do that when you work for an employer. They'll send you, forms and whatnot and say you owe this much, or they'll just take it from you. But if they're not going to do that, then it's not my job. I mean, there's, laws against having to work for free, so I'm not going
to
work for them.
Work for the IRS to try to figure out what to pay them,
yeah.
You mean?
They can figure it out and tell me if they really, think that I owe them money.
So Matthew,
I don't think that I owe them money.
So, Matthew, this capital gains, from what I understand, people will try to calculate somehow when they buy Bitcoin, and then if they sell Bitcoin, if they're very obedient people, they will report that to the IRS. Why anyone would want to do that, I don't really understand, but maybe they feel like they have to because they sold their Bitcoin on some sort of system like Coinbase, where they know Coinbase will sell them out, sell them down the river if the IRS puts a little bit of pressure on them, and so they feel like they're just trying to get ahead of the game and go ahead and report it. So that is an argument against selling your Bitcoin through a system like Coinbase, because then you leave a trail that can be audited later on by the IRS. The best way probably would be to sell it individually to another person, get on local Bitcoins perhaps, and connect with another individual to sell that stuff. That way, anything you can do to keep off the radar, so to speak, I think is a good idea.
Well, you always have the happy slave, too.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for an avenue as to, hypothetically, if I did want to release some, the right avenue to do without...
call me.
Minimizing all
You want to get rid of some? Call me.
One last question for you guys. I was just noticing that IOTA or IOTA coin.
Yeah.
Do anybody know anything about it or any opinions of it?
So I don't know what the weaknesses are, and I've heard that there are probably some weaknesses. And oh my God, it's up to number 4 right now. IOTA on the top 10 chart. It has bypassed Ripple, Ripple used to be the number 3. IOTA is the good things that I've heard about it. The IOTA stands for Internet of Things. IOT stands for Internet of Things. And the idea is this is a currency that's intended to be used within the Internet of Things for very, very micro transactions. The IOTA, that if you were to buy an IOTA, you'd actually be buying a million of them. So you get an what they call an M-IOTA. So the, right now the price of the M-IOTA is about $4. And that gets you a million of these IOTA. So it's like the most dust currency in the world of cryptocurrency. They call these currencies dust because they're very, very small. The one IOTA is a very, very small number. And the idea behind IOTA is it's not a Bitcoin-based cryptocurrency. So it's one of the few cryptos out
there. It's not a blockchain-based cryptocurrency.
Well, right. Yeah, it's not Bitcoin. It's not blockchain. It's none of those things. They have what's called a tangle. And the tangle is supposed to be more efficient than a blockchain. It's
also supposed to be quantum resistant. So what that's, basically once the
quantum computing,
quantum computing is reached and we can break through, what is now strong encryption, like a hot knife through butter, you're going to want something that's going to be resistant to that in terms of security.
So that's the thing. I don't know how secure IOTA is. I've seen some critiques of IOTA, but I haven't delved deep into it. I know there has to be a trade-off.
Supposedly Microsoft thinks it's secure.
Yeah. Well, they just signed some kind of an agreement with Microsoft recently, but there's got to be some kind of trade-off. The way, as I understand it, that it's supposed to work is every device that has this IOTA on it, coffee makers or whatever the heck they're going to put these things in there, in order to send an IOTA transaction, the device has to solve two transactions that are already out there waiting to be solved. Mm-hmm. So what they're saying is that because every transaction that needs to be sent has to solve two that are already waiting, that solves the scaling issue, that IOTA will not have a problem scaling, which is what the problem with Bitcoin is right now. Bitcoin cannot scale. It has maxed out. It has hit its network capacity. And what they say about IOTA is that it won't ever have a network capacity because of the way that it's set up with you have to solve two to send one kind of requirement. Now, again, there's got to be some kind of weakness to this thing, and I don't know exactly what it is. So if somebody out there can explain it in an easy-to-understand fashion, what is the problem with IOTA? Because there's got to be a problem. There's got to be a downside to this.
Sounds like speeds are better. Speeds would be better when you're scaling up, as in, during certain
peaks. That's correct.
During certain peaks.
The more activity, the faster it would be.
Exactly. During certain peak times of the day, you're going to get great transaction speed. But then, at other times of the day, when you're not at peak times, you're going to be sitting at the gas station waiting for 45 minutes for your transaction to get through.
Yeah, even right now, even when it's relatively new, it still doesn't take very long to solve the problems that are out there. But Matthew, I don't know if that answers. I guess it probably tells you a little bit more about it, but none of us are experts.
That's perfect, guys. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
In the last 24 hours, by the way, and thanks for the call tonight, IOTA is up 48%. That's huge. I mean, it has gone up.
Whatever.
I heard something like it was up 600%.
Oh, over the last few months. Yeah. It started over the summertime, and we're going to continue here in moments. It started, very, very low. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.